Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today on the right number of beef cows that we need. Back on that in just a moment.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 26th out of the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Contact your local rep today to market your cattle. Consignment deadline is February 15th. You don't want to miss this February 26th video auction. Call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Hey neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375. The latest USDA cattle inventory report showing an increase in the U.S. beef cow herd population to 30.33 million head. That's up a million head, according to USDA, compared to 1 year ago. But the catch is they actually reduced the cow number of January 1, 2015 by 400,000 head, from 29.7 down to 29.3 million head. They showed a million head increase in 2015, but a lesser number of an increase in 2014. Still, the number being above 30 million head is going in the right direction, according to Randy Block with Cattle Facts.
Well, I don't think we would have had an industry that would have dropped the number of beef cows much below 31.5 to 32 million head had it not been for the magnitude of the drought. A year ago at this time, I think I was very specific. I thought we could handle that level as long as our demand stayed close to current levels, that we could handle that and still be profitable. I think that's still the correct observation. So we should see a 2 to 3 million head increase in the number of beef cows we have in our industry by the time we've built out this through this expansion phase and get back up in here somewhere close to 32 million. I think we can handle that.
So the 32 million figure you're real comfortable with?
I'm comfortable with it. Obviously, you're more comfortable when you're not going through this kind of a shaky global environment, but that'll pass too. You know, all these markets correct. All markets correct, and this is what we're seeing around the world. You know, China could not continue to grow at double-digit levels. That wasn't going to happen. So, yeah, I think that's a good number as we look at it down the road, somewhere in that 31.5 to 32 million beef cows.
Also in our conversation with Randy Block, we talked about what we learned in 2015 as the market crashed around us. He says hopefully we were reminded that we make money at the point where we buy cattle, not where we sell cattle.
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, when you come out of a year like 2014, I mean, everybody can sit back and think about it. It was just euphoria, wasn't it? I mean, man, oh, man, oh, man, it couldn't get any better. And we went from euphoria to despondent, panic, fear. That's really what we've done in 12 months' time. And that would be what we would call the psychological move that you go through in markets from peaks and valleys. There's great opportunities in our business and in our industry, but we got to be businesslike. We weren't very businesslike as producers in 2015. We were buying cattle the day we bought them that would lose $100 to $150 a head. And that doesn't work very well in this narrow margin business. And it's the same thing that has happened in my career for the last 35 to 40 years. Whenever we go through these times of big profits, we tend to get a little bit carried away, and then we have to go through these big equity drains before we get back to doing business the way we should do business. So I think we will have a very business-like focus in 2016, and that'll be one of the main things that will help stabilize this market.
Your allusion or your mentioning of, you know, making $5 billion and then losing the $5 billion, that's insane.
It's crazy. You know, we've never seen anything like that. You know, to make $5.5 billion and we lost $5.1 billion through last week, it's just incredible. You know, and in another 3 or 4 weeks, all of the $5.5 billion will be gone. So that is crazy. It's crazy.
Chief Executive Officer of Cattle Facts, Randy Block. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.